Vera Claythorne said shakily, "I'd like to tell you about that child, Cyril Hamilton. I was looking after him. One day, when I wasn't watching, he swam out to the rocks. I swam after him, but I couldn't get there in time. He drowned. It was terrible. The mother was very kind to me. There was nothing that I could do. Oh, why is this man saying these terrible things?" She started to cry, and General MacArthur put his hand on her shoulder.
"Of course it isn't true, my dear. The man's crazy," said General MacArthur.
He continued, with difficulty,
"And that story about young Arthur Richmond, that isn't true. He was one of my officers. He followed my orders and was killed. It happens in war. And my wife was the best woman in the world."
As he sat down, General MacArthur pulled at his moustache with a shaking hand. Lombard spoke. His eyes were amused. "About those Africans, it's true. We were lost and I saved myself. Some friends and I took all the food and ran." General MacArthur couldn't believe it.
"You left your men to die?"
he said. "Not very nice, I know, but it was the only way," replied Lombard. Vera lifted her hands from her face and said,
"You left them to die?"
Anthony Marston said slowly,
"I've just remembered. Those two children, John and Lucy Coombs. Two children ran out into the road in front of my car near Cambridge. There was nothing that I could do. It was just bad luck. I wasn't able to drive for a year after that. It made my life very difficult.